On this edition of Protect and Serve, the new Assistant Director of Ellis County Fire and Emergency Management, Lyle Pantel, stops by to talk about winter fire safety. I'm James Bell. This episode brought to you by Eagle Radio and originally aired on KAYS on Wednesday, November 27th. This is the Post Podcast. New job, but we've got a lot to talk about, so we can't get too bogged down into that. But I do want to hear a little bit about you. What brings you to this position? Are you local? Give me all the skinny.
Oh, I'm originally from just outside of Denver, small town. Thankfully, I'm not there right now.
Right?
10 inches of snow.
Don't say that. I'm supposed to be going to Denver in like 4 hours, so.
Well, best of luck and safe travels to you.
Thanks.
But no, I came here for school, and I was a little bit ahead of my wife in college, and had to wait around for her, and got a job with the City of Hays Fire Department. Never left.
Isn't it funny how Hays just kind of sticks on you?
It does. It does, and I enjoy it. Going back home every now and then is plenty of the big city life for me. So this is a nice, relaxed atmosphere that we can get comfortable in. We've really enjoyed our time here.
Awesome. So how long have you been with the department?
Ellis County? I've started on October 7th.
Oh, okay.
So this is a brief... A very brief stint that I in my career so far, but I was with the City of Hays Fire Department for 7 years. Two of those as a volunteer, and then 5 career.
Okay. So while we've probably bumped into each other then once in a while.
I'm sure we have.
I'm one of those guys that you guys are doing something important, and I'm the one in your way with the camera, and you're bumping me to try to get.
No, never bumping.
Oh, I've been bumped.
Hopefully not by me.
I don't know. The fire department and police. The police, God bless them. They keep me safe. I get real excited sometimes and I will just run. I'll be running into whatever's happening and they're like, stop, man. You're going to get shot or blown up. Or
you don't want to be that canary.
Exactly. But I want to move on here because we don't have a lot of time, but you want to talk today about really safety over the holidays. It's kind of the general overriding topic here. Especially with cooking equipment, right?
Yes, definitely. Always try and be mindful when you're in the kitchen to be safe around the holidays because the kitchen is it's the hub of our homes traditionally, and we have a lot of people in our houses over the holidays. So cooking safety is of utmost importance. The kids want to be in there. They always want to help. It just happens. Be mindful of when you have kids in there, try and keep a 3-foot radius around the hot things, generally the stove and the oven. Keep that area clear if you can. That way no one gets unintentionally burned. Give kids those distractions to use. Send them out into the living room, books, games, maybe a movie, watch the parade, or you can give them those recipes to follow that don't involve actually cooking anything, because that allows them to be interactive and help and feel like they're doing something without actually being in too much of the danger zone.
Yeah, that's good advice. And you know, and it also helps keep you a little bit sane. Keep the kids out of the room. Like, just go away, guys. I'm trying to work.
It allows them to feel needed, and it allows you to get your stuff done as well.
Exactly. Now, I'm looking over some of the information that you provided here for today, and I think this is really interesting. Turkey fryers. We talked about this with Glenn McNeil the other day. It's still around. You don't hear about it as much because it's kind of become a norm, but you've got here 154 fires since 2004 with $5.2 million in losses.
Yes. Turkey fryers they're becoming more and more popular. And if you don't have to fry your turkey, then we recommend not. But if you got to have the fried turkey, keep yourself as safe as possible. Never do it inside, not even in your garage. Do it outside. And then the two biggest rules to follow is completely thaw that turkey out. We don't want any frozen going into that hot oil. And number two is get your turkey as dry as possible before it goes in, because any excess moisture is going to cause potentially a grease fire. And we've all seen those videos on YouTube and the news of that, that fireball that erupts from the grease fire, spilling out onto the driveway or in some cases someone's garage and catching something on fire unintentionally.
Well, and fires is a concern, but also that can burn you pretty bad, right?
Oh yes. Yes. Most definitely. In a hot oil burn, oil just likes to stick to your skin just like anything else. So it's really hard to get off of there. And, it's not uncommon to see second and third degree burns.
Yeah. That's the last thing you want to be dealing with going into the holiday season.
Yeah, definitely.
There's another fact on here that I was really surprised by. For every cooking fire reported, 50 go unreported.
Yes. And I didn't pull that out of thin air. I'm going off of the National Fire Protection Agency's website, FEMA's website. So this is people have a fire, but they either took care of it themselves or it just went unreported. And they managed to get by. So if you do have a fire and you don't feel comfortable taking care of it yourself, make sure you have 911 ready to go. And if you are going to battle that blaze, or a small fire in the kitchen per se, have a big lid, pan, something to smother a fire with. Never, especially a grease fire, never use water on that.
Yeah, because that just, it spreads it, right?
Yep, it's just going to cause it to spread and it's going to get worse. You're going to panic more. You're going to turn what could potentially be just an easy lid over something into a full-on potentially structure fire.
You know, I wanted to go back. I had a question about, you know, fires. Say you're in the kitchen, you have a small fire. I don't know, something burns on the stove and the kind of the backsplash or part of the structure burns a little bit, but you think you got it out. Is it still a good idea to call fire department to have them come out and check?
It would never hurt to have someone get a professional come in and get some eyes on that just to check. Especially when in doubt. These days we can't be proactive enough with safety. So even if you did get it out and you feel comfortable about it, it's never a bad idea to have someone come in and just check the area, because they can set your mind at ease, especially around the holidays. That's when people don't want to have these extra issues.
Yeah, and you guys have, because you have tools especially designed for checking this. I saw it in action not all that long ago. You have like the laser thermometers, yeah, where you can check temperature of surfaces, be like, okay, that's, you know, out, or that's cold enough, we can move on. And mm-hmm.
Yep. Or we also have thermal imaging cameras, just give us a nice picture of the area to show us where it's still hot, where it's not.
Excellent. I want to completely shift topics here. Well, it's kind of Christmas trees, because it's that time of year. We've got some Christmas tree sales that will start up this week.
Yep.
You want to just give us kind of an overview of safety in terms of not burning your house down with a Christmas tree?
Yeah. Okay. So these days we're all about convenience. So some people still stick with that live tree tradition, which is fine. Make sure you're choosing the tree correctly, though. Choose one that's got nice green needles that don't fall off when you touch them. And also, once you have your tree selected and you get home, make sure you trim off at least 2 inches of that trunk before you put it in your tree stand, because it just exposes a fresh wood to absorb that water that you put into your tree stand more efficiently. And then always try and keep water in there. We don't want the tree to dry out. When you're going for that artificial route, try and look at the labels and find something that is fire resistive. That way, if it for some reason does get too close to something that is hot, it can withstand catching on fire better.
And, you know, one of the things you've got on here, too, don't block the doors and windows, right?
Yes.
Because that's, if there is a fire, whether it be related to the tree or not, if you've got that in your way, that's a big problem.
And an obstruction to get out of your home if there is a fire is always problematic. So we want to make sure that we keep those exit pathways as open and free as possible.
Which I suppose that's good advice, really, any time of the year.
Yeah, any time. Day, night, summer, winter.
You might think, like, okay, well, I can easily walk around that little table I've got kind of right by my door. But when the house is full of smoke or you're panicked.
Most definitely.
Yeah, yes. It's or trying to even just crawl out. And you've got something right there in your way. It's just, Best practice. Keep it clear.
Yes, those extra obstacles definitely make it more difficult to exit the home.
Okay. Well, there's one other topic I think we wanted to hit before we go here, and that's, you know, winter. Being prepared for winter really is kind of the thing here. You know, and we've seen it in the last couple of days. We've got real lucky here so far, but to the west, they're getting it. They've got some places that have 2-3 feet of snow out there.
Yes, and unfortunately, not being prepared over the winter months can be many a downfall for many folks over the winter season. Mainly December, January, and February are the biggest months of concern as far as any problems arising in the home. We want to be prepared for if we lose power, if the heat stops working, make sure we have the flashlights, the blankets, all the things to keep warm. Try not to use any candles in the home if at all possible. That's just an easy way for something to go wrong. You set it down, fall asleep, it tips over, catches something on fire, and now we've got a problem.
Excellent advice. Well, we are virtually out of time. Anything else we want to try to squeak in before we go?
No, just stay safe over the holidays. Have a happy Thanksgiving and a Merry Christmas.